The National Investment and Infrastructure Fund, NIIF, is considering deploying $100 million, about 685.4 crore at current exchange rate, in the third fund of private equity firm Multiples Alternate Asset Management Private Limited, two people in the note old mint. Multiples Private Equity Fund 3 is targeting to raise one of the largest Indian private equity funds at about $900 million. The fund intends to invest in mid-market consumer goods, financial services, healthcare, information technology services, logistics, and agriculture-related products and services companies. The deal is at an early stage and evaluation and discussions on the investment terms are on, one of the persons told Mint. For the deal to go through, Multiples P will have to commit a mutually agreed upon portion of its third fund to new age and digital-led infrastructure companies, the person added. According to the second person, the fund is anchored by Canada Pension Plan Investment Board, CPIB, for $200 million or 25% of the total fund value, whichever is lower. The commitment from NIIF, along with another new investor which is also evaluating the P firm for infusing funds, could take Multiples and SQO, first close for the third fund between $400 million and $500 million, the first person cited above said. In March, International Finance Corporation, IFC, the private sector investment arm of the World Bank, said it would invest $70 million in Multiples and SQO, third fund. This marked IFC and SQO's second investment in the P firm after it had invested in Multiples P and SQO's second fund in 2016. Meanwhile, two people in the know told Mint that Dewan Housing Finance Corporation Limited, DHFL, needs up to 3,000 crore, $437.6 million at current exchange rate, to sustain lending operations. The mortgage lender has been the worst hit by the liquidity crisis triggered by defaults at Infrastructure Leasing and Financial Services Limited, which dried up access to funds for many non-banking financial companies, NBFCs. P firms Oaktree Capital, Cerberus Capital and Aon Capital have already submitted non-binding offers to buy a stake in DHFL, the first person said, adding that investors have sought assurances from its lenders to infuse fresh loans upon completion of equity infusion. The State Bank of India alone has an exposure of about 10,000 crore to DHFL. Other lenders include Bank of India, Central Bank of India, Andhra Bank, Canara Bank, Punjab National Bank, and Corporation Bank.